A lot of us purchase our roses in our local nurseries and garden centers, and that's a really great source to purchase plants growing in containers. But there's only a limited selection at most of the nurseries and growing centers in our areas, and so if you want a more broad, expansive list of the different kind of roses you can grow, well, you're probably going to want to mail order those roses. Go online, you'll find all kinds of wonderful rose nurseries. If you're looking for old roses, for instance, the Old Rose Emporium is a great place to start. Get them on in sometime this month or in February, because this is a great time to plant roses bare root. And when roses are shipped through the mail, they're almost always shipped bare root. And you want to get those in the ground while they're dormant early in the season. Now, when you check your local nurseries and garden centers, you may not see a lot of roses available now, but they'll get their new roses in sometime in January and February. So in February and March, your local nurseries will be flush with all kinds of roses. And those are excellent months to go out and purchase roses at your local nurseries and plant them. Forget it growing. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.